This is the BBC Home Service.
All right, cats, let's creep.
Stop! Stop this madness! You sinful people. Clear the floor for the holy esteemed Goin Shu.
Why, you can certainly pay that Blackpool Tower, you know, can Reg. Now, Mr. Greenslade, unlace that rubber farthingale. Gird up your poor old loins and give the listeners the old posh chat now. Give me the old posh while he's talking there. Well, go on, boy.
All right,
your
clean
shirt now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week I'm glad to state that the program is as per page 24 of the Radio Times. We give you then a story translated from a yet unwritten story that was found embedded on an uncooked Russian sock. We proudly present...
Oh, the fireball of Milton Street! Oh, what's become of that crispy bacon we had before the war, eh? What's become of it? So brown, so crisp, with that lovely firm layer of white fat. Oh, what's become of it, eh? Answer me! What's become of that crisp bacon we had before the war? Don't laugh, answer me! What's become...
We regret to announce the sudden death of the well-known athletic thespian and actor, Sir Jim Nasium.
Yes, in his absence we give you the fireball of Milton Street.
Mid the rolling valleys of Sussex, in the county of Somerset, lies the little Kentish village of Milton Street. Pride of Essex. Milton Street, one of the sunk ports. It was to this little village that a disturbing discovery was to come.
A clear night, a fine night, oh. Oh, it's good to be alive. 1 o'clock of a frosty night. Hello. Oh, Mr. Cran, where have you been at this time of night?
I've been for a walk.
Oh, I wish I was clever like that.
Well, good night, Echo.
Good night. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Now, what have I done with my front door key? Let me see. Trouser cupboard, wine cellar, hot water tap, butter dish. Minnie's ginger wine still. Drat it. Every key but the front door. Ah, well. I've lost my key, Min.
Oh, dear. I'm coming. I'm coming, buddy. I'm coming.
understand it. We live in a bungalow.
What's all this, Eddie Henry? What is this?
I can't get in, Min. I dropped my key out in the dark and I can't see.
Oh, well, come inside in the light and have a look for it.
Thank you, Min.
Now, hurry up, Henry.
I will. Don't go back to bed, Min. I'm not in yet.
Hurry up. I don't want to wait up all night waiting for you to come home.
Well, don't rush me, Min. As soon as I find the key, I'll let myself in.
Okay.
Drat it, I can't find it. I can't find the key.
Well, why don't you knock? I'll let you in.
All right.
Oh, who's that?
It's me, Minnie. Henry.
Henry? Haven't you got a key?
No.
Come in, buddy. You're lucky I wasn't in bed, you know.
Terrible news, Min. Terrible. The world is coming to an end.
Oh, I'd better go and get the washing in.
Min, this morning I photographed the sun and I discovered it's on fire.
Oh, the people are careless, Henry. It's those teddy boys and
yes,
their cigarettes.
I saw a light in your window.
Minnie poured it out for me. Would you like one?
Ying dong it live ho!
Good! Here, Mr. Seagoon. Henry says the sun's on fire.
On fire?
Yes.
You were always one for a joke.
No, not yet. Look, I took this photo of the sun's corona and it's smoking.
Heavens above and saints protect us. He's right. The sun's on fire. We must tell the villagers at once. The sun's on fire! The sun's on fire! Of Milton Street. I'm sorry I had to get you out of your beds. Mr. Crun,
put down that copy of The Awful Disclosures of Maria Monk. Bombay edition, price four annas, post free and plain wrapper, and then tell them what's happened.
The sun is on fire.
Don't panic, don't panic. Keep cool, all's well. We'll face it together, chins up, no cowardice. Remain steady, chaps, but at all costs, don't panic. Remember, we're British, all together now. Land of hope and glory, mother of the free, how can we extol thee? Yes?
You silly, twisted boy.
I don't wish to know that.
Oh, Mr. Crun, the sun is on fire, you say?
Yes.
If that is so, the process must have been a ceaseless, inconceivable rapid motion of electrons captured by nuclei, released at a million times per sec per sec, the effect being irradiated thermal electrons captured and harnessed as units of liberated satellite electrons, the quantum of which, with the space quotient of 3.79 plus 10 to the power of 33 ergs per second, with a diathermic of 92735 to the power of x, is the parlum 3 billion thrice upon 25 million centigrade.
It's not as simple as that. Oh, dearie me, no. Now, are there any more questions?
Yes. What's become of that crispy bacon we had before the war, eh? What's become of...
Any more questions?
Yes.
As Squire of Milton Street, I think that as the sun is on fire, Ned Seagoon should go to London to tell the Queen.
To London and tell the Queen. I'd be famous. Right, I'll do it.
Right, first, it's a long, weary journey to the capital. Therefore, how about a silver collection, eh? Yeah. Come along, lad.
Yes, a silver collection. Yes, yes. Come on now, thank you, that's it. Well done, sir. Grand, yes. And you, sir. Excellent.
No.
I'm sorry, madam, I beg your pardon. That's it, the hat's full. So, Ned, there you are. Off you go to London.
Thank you. Farewell.
Brave lad.
Right, now, Ellington, help me count the money in this hat.
Right. A one, a two, a three, a four. Kokomo. Kokomo. Kokomo, 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 Kokomo. Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't have no fear. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? Well, holla, hey, hey, Kokomo. I heard what you told me, heard what you said. I heard what you told me, heard what you said. Don't worry, my pretty, don't lose my head. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? Well, holla, hey, hey, Kokomo. There's dimples on her elbows, dimples on her knees. Yes, there's dimples on her elbows, dimples on her knees. She thrills and thrills me with just a little squeeze. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? Well, holla, hey, hey, Kokomo, 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 I love you so.
Meantime, I, Ned Seagoon, was running towards London to tell the Queen the sun was on fire. I reached the river. I jumped. I reached the other side. I arrive at a second river. I jump. And I reached the other side. But then I came to a very wide, raging torrent. I ran as fast as I could. I jumped. Right. Hands up, all those who thought I was going to fall in the river. Come along, you, the big head, Bill Matthews. Bill Jones, let's have you. Right. Take 100 lines. I must not try and guess the end of Groon Show Gags. Now, here is what really happened. I ran, I jumped, and then... Right. Hands up all the Charlies who wrote 100 lines. Take another 100. I must not write 100 lines until I'm dead sure. All right, Beasley, carry on with the old posh continuity now. You know, they don't want us out. Let's have it.
Listen to The Fireball of Milton Street, Part 3. Outside the Ministry of Works. Part 4. Inside the Ministry of Works.
Come in, Charlie.
Good morning. I want to see the Queen.
Oh, we all have to see the Secretary of State. I'll write you an introductory letter. Please see Ned Seagoon. There.
Thank you. Now, who is the Secretary of State?
I am.
Oh. Well, I have a letter for you.
Have you?
Yes.
Let me see. Will you please see Ned Seagoon?
I want to see the Queen.
Oh, well, you'll have to see the Minister of the Crown.
Where's he?
Go and wait in that room there.
Right.
You?
Oh, I'm so excited. A minister of the crown, eh? I wonder what he looks like.
His Excellence, the Right Royal Minister of the Crown.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, sir. I want to see the Queen. You see, the sun's on fire.
What?
The sun's on fire, sir.
Oh, this is the Charlie. Now, Nettie, I want you to build a rocket to take you to the sun. Take a barrel of water on board, and then off you go to put out the fire.
Well, where will I get the materials to build it?
The Ministry of Works have got a lot of junk, special materials. Could you use?
Who'll pay for it?
Oh, the villagers, of course. Then, when the rocket comes back from the sun, we'll buy it back off you at twice the price.
Hooray! I'll save England! I'll be a hero! Come, come, I love you only! Come, hero mine!
No, I can't say it again. Come in. Yes, what do you want?
I want to know what's become of the crispy bacon.
Meantime, at Milton Street, a dissenter is at work.
People! People of Milton Street! Listen to me! Listen to me, people of Milton Street. Enter Blue Bottle. Strikes orator's pose, cops dirty big brick in back of nut. Puts lump in pocket for later. Listen, I'm telling you, the sun is not on fire. Shut up, you! Shut up! I'm telling you, it's not on fire. I've seen it through my cardboard cutout telescope. Post three with every six box tops of Filth Mac the Wonder Soap.
Can't you believe him?
I'm telling the truth!
In een klein dorpje in de Kalverstraat, Kees van Dijk en Boyerka vertelde iedereen dat de wereld ten einde was gekomen. En die oude dorpenaartjes zagen allemaal vreemdelingen in de lucht.
You're a foreigner, that's what you are.
Ja, ik heb het al gezegd. Dan in dat kleine dorpje in de Kalverstraat. Kees van Dijk en Boy Edgar vertelden iedereen dat de wereld ten einde was gekomen. En die oude dorpenaartjes zagen allemaal vreemdelingen in de lucht.
Can anyone tell me what this Nick's talking about?
Yes, he wants to know what became of all that crispy bacon.
I say, what's going on here?
I am here to prove that the sun is not on fire.
Curse, this little nutty goon could ruin our plan. Don't believe him, Neddy. Ask him to prove it.
Prove it!
Yes, prove it! Prove it! Prove it!
All right! Prove it! Prove it! Prove it! Prove it! Shut up, you! Shut up, you! I will prove it! Stand back! Takes off shirt to show well-developed bones and spare ribs and satchel. I will climb this ladder with a piece of bread. And when I get to the top, I will hold it out to the sun. If the sun is not on fire, the bread will get toasted. Now then, who's going to hold the ladder?
Oh, he'll hold the ladder.
Thank you, Eccles. Promise you won't let go.
I promise you won't let go.
Then up I go. Springes onto ladder. As done it like Gary Cooper in Vera Crutch. Effect is ruined as trousers fall down. Oh! Short vest. No, Gildray, cover up my short vest.
take up the story with Blue Bottle at the top of his 200-foot ladder.
Hey. It's a bit perky up here. Oh, silly little me, I've dropped my toast in fork. Hey, somebody down there, bring up my toast in fork. Oh dear, what can I do now I'm waiting up here? Ding dong de do. Ding dong e da ling bling. Oh, I know. Ladies and gentlemen, I will spin you all a riddle. Listen, when is a door not a door? Answer, when it's a jar. Not a sausage for that one. When is a horse not a horse? Answer, when it's turned into a field. Oh well, roll on, Betty Bass. Hello? No, I'm sorry, I haven't. Silly man, have I got any rooms to let?
Here's your toast and fork.
You fool, your mum, what you're doing with it? Harm can come to a young lad like that.
I'm sorry, Blue Bottle.
Echo?
Yeah.
Who's holding the bottom of the ladder?
Well, don't worry. I'm holding the... Oh.
You rocket!
At the foot of the now fallen ladder, a fresh crisis had arrived. Seagoon is about to ask Bloodnock for the money he had collected in his hat the previous day.
I'm about to ask you for the money you collected in your hat the previous day.
Go ahead.
How was the money you collected in your hat the previous day?
What?
Gritpipe Finn wants it as first payment on the materials for building the rocket.
What? Money? I arrest you.
What for?
Resisting arrest.
How about resisting?
I arrest you for not resisting, then.
I'm innocent.
At your age, rubbish. I arrest you for not being in uniform.
I'm not in the services.
What? Then I arrest you for being a coward.
I'm not a coward.
I arrest you for being a hero.
I'm not a hero.
Then you're not a hero and you're not a coward. What are you?
I'm neither.
I arrest you for being a neither.
Give me the money or I'll tell about you and the scout fund.
Oh, there you are, Neddy. Dear Neddy. I was only joking, lad. I was keeping it safe for you, Neddy. You know old Dennis wouldn't do a bell.
Right. There, Moriarty, £20. Tomorrow, we start building the rocket to the sun!
Well, I'm speaking to you from the base of a Martello tower on the Pevensey Marshes. The hammering you can hear comes from a busy band of workers from the village of Milton Street. They are erecting some kind of wooden rocket tied with string on top of the tower. That is what you said, sir, isn't it?
Yes, yes, they are having the joke. Yes, the joke. Now, Seagull, you haven't breathed a word to this BBC Charlie about it, have you?
No, sir, I haven't.
Good.
Ah, Mr. Cran. Well, it looks as if the rocket's nearly ready.
Not quite. We need another layer of brown paper and string on the outside.
Yes, you're right. We can't take risks.
No.
Neddy. Neddy, we've just delivered the last lorry of junk, valuables, and I hope you've got the money.
Yes, £30.
Thank you. Now, when will you be taking off?
As soon as we've got the gunpowder and sulfur in the base of the rocket. That's what's going to send us up.
I'm sure it will. And as a matter of interest, when you get to the sun, how are you going to put it out?
We're each carrying a bucket of water.
By Jove. Are all your family clever?
Only the hybrids.
Touche.
Threeche.
Do you come here often?
Only during the mating season. Shall we dance?
Yes.
You dance divinely!
Stop this madness, you sinful people! You must take off as soon as possible. The Sussex police have heard of the rocket, and I've got to try and stop it.
Curse, this could ruin everything. Seagoon, tell them all to speed up.
Everybody, speed up!
Speed!
sofa and light the old wick now. Five, four, three, two, one.
After all that work. It's sad, Moriarty, it's sad. However, let's count the money. 10, 20, 30.
Oh, dear, those poor fools.
Yes.
A wooden rocket. A wooden rocket, I ask you. You're trying to put out a fire on the sun.
Yes.
They deserved to die, didn't they?
Yes, they did, Moriarty.
Oh, 25, 26 million, 28.
Moriarty, isn't it gone dark? They couldn't have.
Help! They put out the sun!
No!
Help! I got it!
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Railington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Eric Sykes, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.